Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola FFA officers Camden Moffitt, Braden Beinhart, and Mara Cosenza. All right, Indianola FFA chapter students and leadership, who are?
I'm Braden Beinhart, the Indianola chapter vice president.
I'm Camden Moffitt, the Indianola chapter president.
And I'm Mara Cosenza, the Indianola chapter reporter.
Well, we'll talk with the president here first. Let's talk about some of the things that Indianola FFA has accomplished over this past year that you want to let people know about. I know it's been a very active year and plenty of good showings, not only at the district, but moving on to state, too.
Yeah, so this year we had a lot of success in our career development experience events. We had three teams go to state that got gold, which was very successful for us. We've had a lot of involvement in our community throughout the mobile food bank. We participate in that every other month. As well as bike night, we all go around and collect cans to keep our square nice and tidy. It's also a good fundraiser for our chapter. And another big thing was we had a big successful year with our fruit sale. We sold over $68,000 worth of fruit, which was huge for our chapter. That'll support all of our activities throughout the year that we plan to attend.
Well, let's talk about participating in some of those activities. I know there's a lot of organization that goes on behind the scenes and a lot of work that a lot of people don't see just kind of setting up for some of those.
Yeah, so this year we started earlier than ever for our career development events. Started in November, I think it was. And that gave our teams more time to practice and get ready for those state events. And we showed out better than we ever have.
Awesome. And Mara, we talked a lot about, you know, preparing for these events. Kind of talk about the culture of FFA at Indianola and how it's kind of been. I know I talked to a lot of participants earlier in the school year about how it's been so very close for everybody.
Most of our chapter gets along. We don't really have any fights. It's always somewhere that our ag kids can go, and we always build each other up. And I think that really shows in our competitions. When we have kids that support other kids, we have sophomores supporting seniors, freshmen supporting seniors, seniors supporting freshmen, and it just all works out well so that we can push each other and get to state.
We'll talk about the teamwork aspect. A lot of people don't really know, hey, you're spending a lot of time with these other participants in FFA and what maybe they wouldn't see behind the scenes.
They put in a lot of practice, and they just become, there's a bond that nobody understands, and they just all build each other up, and it's just a growing community area.
We'll talk about some of the projects we have upcoming for the summer and then some of the goals that the FFA chapter might have over the next school year in order to continue building this program.
So one of the big events we have coming up is WLC, which is the Washington Leadership Conference. So we have 16 members of our chapter going out, and we'll be out there for 6 days, and we'll go through some team building activities, and it'll grow our leadership. Coming up, we have COLT, which is the chapter officer leadership training. This is where all 10 of our officers will go for a day, and we'll do team building experiences to strive to make our team as best as possible.
Well, talk about the program from the school perspective, what you've seen from Casey and from basically kind of interacting with the school and the administration.
So we have classes that you can take every semester from your freshman year to your senior year. Those classes right now are getting fuller because we have more members getting involved and more people wanting to learn about ag. And those classes are getting fuller, and now we're starting to have to select members from our chapter. And so we're kind of wanting a second ag teacher to help expand our program and help build ag throughout the school and not just have it FFA members, because everyone can learn something about ag and they can all grow from having an agriculture class.
Well, just kind of expanding on that, how much would having that second teacher really help out the FFA chapter?
It would help a lot. We have such a big chapter, it's hard for our teacher to go over our SAEs or help train us for CDEs. I know she's staying at the school till 10 o'clock at night during competition, just training teams, just one after the other. And it's, I think we could have even more accomplishments with a second ag teacher.
Well, going off of that, I would say that the big misconception is Most people think that ag classes are just for farm kids, which they're really not. There's so many opportunities in the ag industry that it would be great to get as many students as possible involved, because there's definitely plenty of fields that they could go into. For example, our animal science class, we had to start turning kids away because there weren't enough teachers for us to get all these kids in classes. And I think that's really bad, because one of those kids could have ended up in that career.
Thanks to Camden Moffitt, Braden Beinhart, and Mauro Cosenza for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.